Glorify the name of the Lord and to bless His name. Welcome, saints of God. Welcome all the saints of God back into the room. It's wonderful to have brothers and sisters in a great fellowship. And I deem it as a great privilege. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So I welcome the saints that have come in today newly from the United Kingdom, and also the saints from Finland that have come in, and also the saints in the United Kingdom that are in the Full Gospel Assembly in the room worshiping the Lord, and also the saints from the United States of America. And I also welcome Pastor Joe and all the Faith Assembly saints. It's a great privilege to have all the saints in the room and to bless the name of the Lord. The message today is entitled, From Backsliding to Spiritual Maturity. From Backsliding to Spiritual Maturity. So I just want to directly launch into the word. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your throne of grace once again tonight. Thank you for this room. Thanks for your brothers and sisters. Thanks for everyone in the room, O Lord Jesus. Father, though we were just having the enemies trying to attack, causing problems with the mic, but we believe, Father, your word that's going to be sown is going to be sown no matter what it comes through. Because Satan is a defeated foe, Lord. At the end, your name alone is glorified. Your name alone is magnified. Lord, I pray of your mighty presence to just come down and open our hearts and minds. Father, your word is not from our intellect, your word is not from our emotions, but it's merely from your word alone. It's completely from your word alone and by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful time. Lead us, guard us, and guide us. In Jesus' almighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So today's message is basically, it is from the bottom of my heart, and experience that the Lord wanted me to share. Well, from backsliding to spiritual maturity. Let's read from the book of Malachi or Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. The book of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. Here I read it for you. Behold, I will send my messenger. Yes, this is what. Verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Written unto me, and I will written unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But he said, wherein shall be written? Hallelujah. This is what the word says. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we all know there is a lot of backsliding going on in our personal lives. There's lots of backsliding going on everywhere in the world. Well, I have been backsliding before the Lord many times. I didn't want it to be a real Christian, actually. I didn't want it to be a Christian at all for the problems that I've been facing in my life. There were times I was just questioning the Lord, why are people dying in front of my eyes that I'm not able to see? Is this what is Christianity, where Gentiles are coming and mocking, where the Gentiles or the people that do not know your name are mocking at me and putting me down? Is this what you have called me for? That's what I used to question the Lord. And there were many times I went back, I was so frightened. There were days that I believed in the cults, because we all, the most fearsome thing or the most frightening thing is the present day people that proclaim cults or the member of the cults or occults. I don't know how many of you realize that cult and occult have the same origin. So the present day members of the cults were once Christians that were proclaiming Jesus, were once Christians that had been in the presence of God and had been partaking the divine ordinance of the presence of God by joining in the Lord's Supper or the Lord's table. So they've been proclaiming the dead Christ and the risen Christ once. But today, they are calling themselves to be, they are set free. They're calling themselves to say that, you know what I say, we are free and we don't have any problem. And after leaving Christianity, we are more happy living with freedom. They are thinking they are made completely free after they came out from Christianity. Once I used to believe when they said that. But today I realize there is nothing more freedom what I can get from the world. There is nothing so-called a blessed freedom that I can get from the world that Jesus does not have. Jesus is the only God that can give me a complete realm of true freedom in the spiritual sense. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we are reading this. The Lord is asking His children to come back. And they are asking, where shall we return? Where shall we come back? This is what is the question by the people. Amen. We see so many people who are so-called developed Christians are being deteriorated Christians today. They are developed Christians are becoming deteriorated in the sense that they have known the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. They are accepting Him as a Savior and they are coming to the presence of God and they are holding the Lord. And suddenly the enemy tries to attack their lives and you know what happens? From the place where they were blessed, they are coming to the place of deterioration. They are coming to the place of complete ruin. That's what we have been seeing. Hallelujah. So today God does not want anybody to ruin. God does not want anybody to just go down. God does not want anybody to just perish. He wants every one of us to be saved. He wants every one of us to be blessed. He wants every one of us to be His children. That's what His desire. But the thing is, at the end of the day, the Word of God is life to some and death to some. The Word of God remains life to some and death to some. Destination. Glory be to God. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 22, if you read, this is what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 22, though God's Word says, the silver has become dross and the wine is mixed with water. This is what would happen. From development to deterioration, which means I once lived a very blessed life for Jesus. I once lived a life that is acceptable to the sight of God, and today I'm becoming deteriorated. My silver is becoming dross, and my wine is being mixed with water and it's losing its tastiness. So friend or a saint of God, you and I need to realize if you have become dross, that means you have been backsliding. If you have become like light, you need to understand you have been backsliding. Hallelujah. God wants us to grow. God never wants us to come down. You know, in the level of faith, you always need to get on each step each day. You don't need to just come back and come down and come down and come down and go down to the pit. God always takes His children high. I don't say that God wants to take His children low. So who always leads you down is none other than Satan. Satan does not want you to be blessed. Satan does not want you to be broken. Satan does not want you to take up the cross. Satan does not like when you take up the cross because he's afraid. So Satan in any other way, he always tries to attack you in some or the other way, does not want you to be having a blessed life by taking the cross and following Jesus. So that is the reason you are developed Christian in the sense now you're preparing. The bride is making herself ready for the coming king. And when you're being prepared, here is Satan coming and trying to attack, trying and opening his mouth like a devouring, like a lion, whom he may devour. And that is where you're becoming weak. That is where you're becoming completely down and you're falling down. And you're coming down. So from your developed Christianity, or from where God has spiritually developed you, you're getting deteriorated. And that's really, really sad. And what are the reasons we need to understand truly, truly? In Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 26 says, if we read the book of Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 26, this is what the Bible says. And they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck, and they did worse than their fathers. They have hardened their neck and they did what is worse than their fathers. This is what the Bible says. Amen. So sometimes we are hard-necked or stiff-necked. God has restored the children of Israel from complete destruction, from complete ruin. God has restored them, but they did not realize that God has restored them. And what happened to them was only to remain. It is because they were murmuring against God. They were standing stiff-necked. They had never looked and focused on the author and the finisher of their faith, but they were looking behind. Looking back always lacks bright future. Why does one really backslide today? What are the reasons for one to be backsliding today? Amen. So I want to just look very deep today, tonight. I want you all to look very deep in the scriptures. I want to tell you before I tell you the results of backsliding, I want to tell you the causes for backsliding. Amen. Number one, let's read Exodus chapter 32 and verse 1. Exodus chapter 32 and verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Let's read Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 and verse 8. And when people saw Moses delay to come down out of the mount, and the people gathered themselves together with unto Aaron and said, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For this Moses and the men that were brought up to the land of Egypt, we were not. What has become of him? Glory be to God. And also let's read verse 8. This is what the verse 8 says. And they have turned aside quickly of the way I have commanded them, and they have made to them a molten calf and worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto and to their own gods. Made them themselves one God. Glory be to God. Number one, the first reason why one backslides is the absence of spiritual leaders. The absence of spiritual leaders. We see there are lots of leaders, so-called leaders, leading the saints today, leading the ministry today, leading the church today. But we don't see the spiritual leaders. Who are spiritual leaders tonight? Who are spiritual leaders that we can completely see? You know, why did Lazarus lie on Abraham's bosom? Because Abraham kept his faith till he died. Abraham was fearful to God till he died. Abraham stood no matter what it takes. He stood for the Lord till the end. That's what we see in the life of Abraham. So we never see Abraham falling this side or falling that side, but he just hit to what God said. He hit to what God's word was. He hit to what completely God wanted him to speak through. And that is the reason we see Abraham in his life completely stood. And he lives as a living testimony today. And that is why Paul, again, we also see Abraham's life in the book of Hebrews and in the book of Matthew and some other places we see Abraham. Considering Abraham, glory be to God. It is because Abraham was standing still and Abraham was never swayed. So that is the reason Abraham became the father of faith, because when Abraham was broken by God, Abraham stood still. When Abraham was broken by the Lord, Abraham never turned back. Abraham never, you know, said, God, I don't want to do this. Abraham never turned back. So Abraham bore the breaking of the Lord's hand. He was in the master's hand. He was broken by the master. And Abraham bore every kind of pain. He stood till the end. So Abraham was tested by the Lord. It is because he had a greater purpose from God. Abraham was broken by God because he is going to become the father of the believers, the father of the Christian generation, the father of God, the father of the children, God's children. Hallelujah. So that is the great privilege and an opportunity to be given to this man Abraham. Glory be to God. So here we see lack of spiritual leaders. What is this? What is the lack of spiritual leaders? We have so many people called leaders, but we see inconsistent, unstable leaders that are ruling and leading the saints today, and that's really, really sad. What is spirituality? A person that has a spiritual maturity and that is able to look heavenwards. Amen. So today, pride is ruling over every person. The pride always takes you for a ride and makes you slide. The pride always takes you for a ride and makes you slide. You know, pride is taking a person for a ride. And what does it happen? The person that is on pride will not see anything else, but what he will see with his eyes, only thing that he will see with his eyes is he's all right, he's fine, everything is going on well with him. That's what he would think. But you know, one fine day, this pride is going to leave you from a high place and you're going to slide and you're going to fall down into a place where you will say, oh my God, I've fallen down somewhere. You know? So God does not want you to slide. You're growing up. And he wants you to grow up and up and up. And he wants your spiritual level to just increase and but not decrease. Today people are being declining and decreasing and going down. And it is because of the pride taking over. So they call themselves the persons that are having a great commission. They call themselves, God spoke to me to do this. God spoke to me to do that. God spoke to me to do this and that. But at the end of the day, they see that they become self-rulers. They rule their own. They are not able to be led by the Spirit, but they're being ruled by the enemy. They're ruled by their self. Glory be to God. So, when God has called you with the commission, my friend, I always tell you, dear saint of God, God's commission will always have confirmation. If there is no confirmation to God's commission in your life, you are not fit enough to be called, you're not at all fit enough to be called a servant of God. You're not at all fit enough to be called a child that is being called with a commission. Glory be to God. Maybe this word might sound a bit hard, but at the end of the day, commission will always have confirmation. Jesus said, signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. If there are no signs that follow them that believe, we need to understand that is not a true commission, but that is just come out from the emotion. That is not a true commission, but that has come out from an emotion. I always tell that the egocentric evangelists are cutting out Christ and putting out their cutouts. Prophets are making people puppets. And this is what is happening today. Man is ruling over, dominion over. Here is Moses just went aside. This is what happened. We want to see who God is. We want to see what presence of the Most High God is. This is what the people are yelling. If Aaron was really true, Aaron needs to stand still. But Aaron listened to what the people said. That's very, very sad, because Aaron was not led by the Spirit of God. Glory be to God. So today God wants us to be led into a place where we would really see the hand of God just moving and moving. Glory be to God. So we need to understand, my friends, why do we consider so many people and we call themselves men of God and women of God and saints of God. At the end of the day, we see they fall down. It's very, very sad. We rely on them. We depend on them. We look to them and we say, please, you're the only way. That's very, very wrong. You and I need to understand, we need not look just to the saints. We need not look to the preacher, but we need to look to the person that's preaching. And from where he's preaching, if you look at the preacher, what would happen is you will decline and you will drown. You look at the word from where it's coming. You shall know them by their fruits. That's what the Bible says. Glory be to God. So my friend, we need to understand at this point of time, there are people ruling the churches, having themselves to be ruling the whole church. They are still making the saints to drink like milk, you know, like babies. The saints are having a milk. We can call it the children would drink a small bottle of milk in their mouth and they're drinking the milk. I'm sick, pastor, can you pray for me? Pastor, I'm just going down, can you pray for me? Pastor, I'm having a severe cold, can you pray for me? Every time you're sick, you look back to the pastor and say, I'm having cold, I'm having fever, I'm having problems, I'm having crisis. Every time you have some weakness, you look back and you say, can you do? And what is this man doing? This man is directly taking out the milk bottle and putting it in your mouth so that you will not ask him for milk again. So this is what is happening. They are not allowing you to see, to have the meat of the word. They are not allowing you to have the fullness of Christ himself. They are not allowing you to have, be dependent on complete faith. They are ruling over your lives. Hallelujah. So the people are making out, you know what to say, there is much of dollar power than divine power on the pulpit today. There is much of dollar power than the divine power on the pulpit today. And that's very, very sad. And we need to understand that, you know what to say, we are led by the Spirit of God. We are not led by emotions. We are led by the Spirit of God and not by intellect. When you are led by the Spirit of God makes you spiritually receptive, that you will know whether it's from God or it's from emotions and intellect. You're not able to realize that because you're not led by the Spirit of God and you're led by your intellect, and a man, a preacher that wants to lead you any way he wants is leading you just because there is much of dollar power and less of divine power. And the idea of a church today is becoming a mega church and a mini gospel, and that's very sad. There is less of enlightenment and more of entertainment, and that's really, really, really very sad. And that needs to be taught. So absence of spiritual leaders. God chose Balaam to be prophet. When God chose Balaam, God chose him with a special calling. You know what was the calling given on the life of Balaam? God said, Balaam, whom you curse will be cursed. Whom you bless will be blessed. Look at the privilege, what that God gave to that man. Look at the honor that was given to that man. But you know what? That man was not led by the Spirit of God. That man was led by emotions. When King Balak came to Balaam and said, Balaam, the children of Israel are coming against me. I want you to curse them. At once, Balaam, that was filled with the power of God, did not realize the mighty hand of God that was being moving in his life. At once, he was back into his mind and he was over to emotions. He was over to that money. He was over to that lust. And that's the reason. So today we see, and it's very sad. That's really, really sad. So saints of God, we need to understand, in the presence of God we stand, in the mighty house of the Lord we stand. Are we really led, being led by the right person? Is the right person leading us? So the lack of the spiritual leaders will always make you backslide, no matter what kind of church you go to. No matter what kind of assembly you attend, you will surely backslide. God does not want you to backslide. God does not want me to backslide. Yes, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. So he wants us to cling. The Bible says, they looked unto him, not somewhere else, unto him, and were lightened. So the first cause for backsliding is the lack. So if you say that, you know, I'm backsliding, I don't know why. So that must be because of a spiritual leader. Number two, 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 4. The second reason for backsliding. What is the second reason why one backslides? This is what the Spirit of God says. 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 4. When you read 1 Kings 11, 4, this is what the Bible says. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away. Okay? His wives turned away his heart after other gods. Okay? And his heart was not perfect with God, and was the heart of David his father. Glory be to God. The second reason why one backslides is because of evil associations. Solomon was an anointed man, was a blessed man. God spoke to him. God openly blessed him. And this is what is happening in Solomon's life. Solomon was blessed by God, we see, but Solomon is declining. Solomon is falling down. Solomon is looking back. Solomon is completely ruining his life. That's what we see. Because his heart was not perfect with God. His wives. So today we see, if one is backsliding, we need to understand with whom we are associating. In the body of Christ, we see so many people attend the body. But you know, few like the word of God, few would not like the word of God. Many would like miracles, but many would like the word of God. So we don't understand why we seek after things and not after God. See, where is the manifestation? Where is the manifestation? Where is the manifestation? That's what they ask. Manifestation. God wants to manifest his mighty works in your life. Hallelujah. Only when you depend completely on the Spirit of God. I've been attending this church for such a long time. We are not seeing works in this church. We are not seeing, you know, move in this church. We are not seeing this church is being led by the Spirit of God. Well, what are you doing there then? What kind of place are you in? Where are you standing then? If you are true, then manifestation should really happen in your life. If you are true, then there should be manifestations wherever you are. If you are true, there should be manifestations everywhere you go. It is because the Word of God says, if you're a true servant of God, and if you're a true son of God, and if your association is really true, you will see manifestation in your own life. Hallelujah. I don't want to come here anymore. Why? Because your association has become something different. You're led by emotions. You're led by people. You're led by somebody saying, but you're not led by the Spirit of God. Glory be to God. So today, evil associations will turn back. Solomon was really, really a blessed man. What happened to Solomon? Solomon turned back. Turned back. It is because of his wives. Now, who is turning you back, my friend? Is it Satan? Is it the enemy trying to come inside you and seeing the house is empty? Is he bringing seven other people to fellowship in your heart? Or is it your own self? Don't say when you're tempted that God is tempting you, but you're tempted by your own desires, lustful desires. Everybody wants to stand on the pulpit. Everybody wants to preach. Everybody wants to stand. Then where on earth is a calling? Where on earth God's speaking? Well, God is restoring His end time ministry. God wants to fill you all with the Spirit. God wants to use you all. I don't recognize today what my place in the body of Christ is, but I want to turn back. I want to go here, I want to go there, I want to move there, I want to see this, I want to see that, but I don't concentrate, or I don't look to, I don't wait for God to speak to me what His calling in my life is. Glory be to God. So we need to wait for God's eternal call in our lives. We need to wait for God to speak in our lives. Glory be to God. So God wants to use everyone. God does not want one man army ruling the whole body. God does not want, you know, you to be just being fed every time you're hungry. Amma, you shout and suddenly the pastor comes and just puts a bottle in your mouth and he doesn't show. He needs to teach you how to fish. You need to learn how to fish, my friend. If I teach you how to fish, you can fish on your own. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So every time you need a fish, there's no need for you to come back to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've learned that from one of the saints that told me that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So the saints of God, number two, is evil associations. That's what I believe. The psalmist says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law, and in his law he meditates day and night. Glory be to God. So where am I standing today? Where am I sitting today? Where am I fellowshipping today? Where am I going today? All this also play a very important role in my backslidden life. Glory be to God. Number three, what is the third reason for one to be a backslider? For one to backslide in his life? Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 2 and verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verses 2 and verses 25. For it came to pass, yes, and he did which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. And let's read chapter 25 verse 14. And now it came to pass, after Amaziah was come from the slaughter of Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bow down himself before them, and burned innocence unto them. Glory be to God. The third reason why one backslides is because of the worldly success. Why am I backsliding today? I need worldly success. Today people are seeking success. See, if I'm here in this place, I will not have success. I want to do things on my own. I want to lead things on my own. You know, I want to be a ruler. I want to be a world's greatest evangelist. I want to stand there where thousands and millions of people will sit and listen to the word. Well, you want to be led by your emotions. Well, friend, if God leads you, nobody can stop you. If God leads you, nobody can. If God is going to bless you, nobody can stop your blessing. Hallelujah. But if you do it with your emotions, and if you want to prosper in the world by yourself, you will never be blessed. Glory be to God. So worldly success. Today people seek success. I want success in my office. I want success in whatever I do. Always I want to be the king. Well, friend, the Bible says, whatever is the least on earth is going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whatever is going to be the least in the on earth is going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whatever is going to be the greatest on earth is going to be the least in the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, if you are risen with Christ, train yourself godly. For physical training has some value, but godly training has value for now and days to come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, if you are risen with Christ, look unto the things that are above, not the things on the earth. You have to be successful spiritually. That's why I always say, if your vertical relationship is fine, your horizontal relationship will be automatically fine. Which means, if your relationship with Jesus Christ is fine, your relationship with everybody on earth will be fine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we need to understand what success are we seeking for. If you want to become the greatest man of God, friend, wait on the Lord. The Lord will do it. If you want to become the world's richest man, wait on the Lord. The Lord will do it. If you want to become somebody and something, a ruler or something, wait on the Lord. Wait what His plan in your life is. Don't try to accomplish your plans in your life, but allow the Lord to accomplish His plans in your life. When you allow the Lord's plans in your life, you will see the hand of God just moving in your life in a mighty way. Glory be to God. So if I'm backsliding today, I need to recognize maybe I'm seeking after worldly success. So number 4, Luke chapter 8 and verse 13. The book of Luke, the 4th reason for backsliding. So we need to move from backsliding to spiritual maturity. So the 4th reason why this backsliding is coming up, Luke chapter 8 and verse 13. And they are they which they hear and receive the word with joy. Okay. And they have no root, for while believe and at time temptations they fall. Away. Glory be to God. So backslide is shallowness. We need to understand many people today are filled with this problem of the bondage of shallowness. They listen to the word of God, but their heart is like a rock. It is like so hard that, you know, though you try to plant a seed on it, it just falls. It does not grow. And that's pretty, pretty, very sad. That's why we need to see what God is speaking here. Jesus is giving a pretty good example of shallowness. We see shallow-hearted saints today. It's like, you know what to say? They hear from one ear, they leave it to the other ear. It's like, you know, it just takes time to travel from one ear to the other ear in order to leave it away. That's all. So there is nothing much. So today we are suffering with the problem of shallowness of heart. Your heart has become so hard that the word of God is just bouncing through. When you throw a ball on the wall, what happens? The ball comes back to your own hand. But this is what is happening. When God is trying to sow His word, your heart is so shallow that your heart is so deep that the word is not going inside, but it's so shallow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shallowness. Hallelujah. So God wants to implant. God wants to completely have its roots inside. Amen. Hallelujah. His word needs to be rooted in your life, and His word needs to be rooted in my life in order to be a blessing. If today you want to be blessed by the Lord, if you want the Lord to bless you, you need the word of God to come be completely rooted so that it will not be plucked out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So reason number 5, Luke chapter 11 and verse 24. Luke chapter 11, verse 24, 25 and 26. We all know the scripture, yes, very well. Luke chapter 11, verse 24, 25 and 26. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I have written to my house where I come out. When he cometh, he findeth it is swept and garnished. Well, 25 and 26 too. And he goeth, he, and taketh with him 7 other spirits, which are more wicked, and they enter in and dwell there, and the state the man worse than the first. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The state of the man becomes worse than the first. The 5th reason why one is backsliding is because of the emptiness of life. So many people don't know where they're traveling, how their life is going, where they're going. Is it going to a right place? Or they just, like, you know, live like namesake Christians. Live like You know, because I have to live this life, I'm living this life. Because I have to attend the church, I'm attending the church. They're completely empty. So friend, when you empty yourself, it's always necessary that Jesus needs to take the throne of your heart. When you empty yourself, it's always necessary that you need the Spirit of God dwelling in you, and you're not going to leave it empty. When your life becomes empty, when it becomes completely empty, what happens is the enemy tries to just take over. So that's why people leave their houses empty. People leave their lives empty. People leave everything in their lives empty. And in the end, they say, Pastor, I don't know why is this happening to my life. Pastor, I don't know why is my life being backsliding. I come back after 2 years, I don't know why. You need to know the reason why. It is because the enemy was ruling your life. Why does enemy rule one's life? He tries to rule one's life because he wants to ruin. The Bible says in John 10:10, a thief does not come except to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come to give you life, the life in abundance. Hallelujah. So the plan of the enemy today, if your life is empty, the enemy wants to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. The enemy wants your life to be completely ruined, my saint. The enemy does not want you to grow. The enemy does not want you to be blessed. The enemy does not want you to be attaining the fullness of Christ himself. He wants your life to be completely damaged. That's the reason he is trying to enter. So where is your heart today? In what kind of place you have today? Amen. Glory be to God. So God wants his presence in our lives. God wants his mighty hand moving in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He alone should take the throne in your lives. Nobody else can have the place. He alone should take the great place in your life. Nobody else should occupy it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, the sixth reason. Let's see. John chapter 6. Verses 63, 64, and 66. John chapter 6, the book of John, chapter 6, and verses 63, 64, and 66. Here we go. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Verse 64. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. From that time, many of his disciples walked no more with him. Hallelujah. The sixth reason why one backslides is because the lack of spiritual insight. The lack of spiritual insight. How does one get spiritual insight? See, the disciples were walking far. Till the time they came to know that Jesus was going to be crucified. They came to know that there are people going to be betraying in themselves. And you know what? They left Jesus, and Jesus started to walk forward, and these people are coming behind, and they're slowly walking far off because they no more wanted to follow Jesus. They no more wanted to walk with Jesus because they didn't realize that Jesus is God body. Jesus Christ is God bodily manifested. You know? Glory be to God. Godhead is bodily manifested in Christ. Glory be to God. And they didn't realize that, and they lack that spiritual insight. Jesus said, I am the Father, and the Father is in me. Jesus said, you know what to say, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Jesus said, I'm going to come back and I'm going to take you to the place where I am. So they have heard all these words, but they still lack the spiritual insight. It is because they don't have the Spirit of God in their lives. They didn't have the Spirit of God ruling their lives. Glory be to God. And that is where they fall down. That is where they go down. That is where they move back. That is where they lack bright future. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So saints of God, we need to realize, are we really having the spiritual insight? Spiritual insight is gained by much of prayer in the Spirit. The spiritual insight is gained by humility. The spiritual insight is gained by reading the Word of God and complete dependence on the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And we are just going back. That's very sad. That's very bad. My friend, if you are going back, you call yourself that I know everything in the Word. There is nothing I don't know. There is nothing I don't have. I know everything about the Word of God. I know every move, every nook and corner of the Word of God. That's what they proclaim themselves. But at the end of the day, it's very sad to see that they fall down. At the end of the day, it is very sad to see that they completely fall down. And you know what is the reason? It is because they lack spiritual insight. And it is from the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I want to speak to you many things. I want to share to you many things, but I'm not going to share it now because the Comforter is going to come and the Comforter is going to retake you to the deeper truths. Because the Comforter is going to take you deep. He's going to take you into a place where you understand new things. We all can see after Jesus left the world, many revelations have been revealed to the apostles. There were lots of revelations that were revealed. They saw things that they were not able to see till then. They saw manifestations. They saw great things. They saw a blessing after Jesus left. Glory be to God. Holy Spirit's taking us deep today, my friends. God wants to lead you deep. He wants to lead you into His fullness. Are we really walking to the fullness of Christ? Are we really having the spiritual insight, or are we falling down? This is where we need to question ourselves.
Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. We are born to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is met, because your faith has grown exceedingly, and charity for every one of you towards each and abundant. Glory be to God. Each other abundant. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You see, we see in all these places, in all these lives, we see they never backslided. It is because they mixed in spirit. They had spiritual growth. Friends, God is calling you from backsliding life into a spiritual maturity. How long shall you backslide? If you say, I don't want to grow spiritually, you know, why do people become spiritually immature? You know what is the reason? It is because inability to receive the strong doctrine. There is inability to receive the strong word of God. When you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1, this is what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1 and verse 2. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto a carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. And the verse 2 says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hereunto we are able to bear it, neither yet now ye are able. Hallelujah. So inability to receive strong word. When does a person become spiritually unstable is when he is led by emotions, when he is led by the carnal mind taking over his life. So we need to understand, dear saints of God, that if a person is becoming spiritually immature, his life is unstable to receive the strong doctrine. I always want to listen, God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God is going to heal you, brother. God is going to heal you, sister. Who you are, no matter where you're from, God is going to bless you and bless you and bless you. They want to listen to the prosperity doctrine. They don't want to listen to the true word of God. They don't want to listen to the strong doctrine of God, and they become spiritually immature because they got used to the bottle the pastor keeps every time in their mouth. That they shout, glory be to God. God is taking you high, my friend. And person that is completely in spiritual immaturity stands in a place where he needs a tutelage. You know, tutelage means a tutor. He will always seek for a tutor. If you read in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1 and verse 2 and verse 3, Galatians, the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, 2 and 3. Now I say that heir, as long as he is child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors, governors, until appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we are children, we are under bondage and the elements of the world. Hallelujah. So here is a scripture. Always need somebody to be teaching him, somebody hand in the presence of God, because he always seeks somebody to teach. Your friend, the Lord is coming soon. And if you remain immature in the womb of the body of Christ, if you remain immature, what happens? When you come out like an immature baby or a premature baby for 7 months or 6 months, Satan is waiting outside with whom he may devour.
Trouble with the sounds tonight.
Hallelujah. So this is a time to come back from battle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have each one of you to have the upper room experience. Have the experience of the intimacy with the Lord. Glory be to God. He wants you to speak, and that Peter was still speaking. The Spirit of the Lord still came down. That's what the Bible says. He wants to release the power in your life. He wants to release the mighty hand in your life. He wants you to experience what you have not experienced. that means necessary for a tutor. Number three, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. The causes or the reasons for spiritual immaturity. Ephesians 4 and 14. Hallelujah. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine by the sight of men and cunning craftiness whereby lie and wait in deceit. Hallelujah. The third reason why a person stands spiritually immature is because of the instability in faith. Instability in faith. Some person comes and tells you this is the doctrine of faith, you go behind him. If some other person comes and tells you, oh brother, that's not the right thing, you go behind him. Because you don't have stability in your faith, what you believe, because you are tossed here and there. You are instable. Hallelujah. So God wants you to have a stable life. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God alone, and not something else. You know, the doctrines today made up by man's ideas, man's thoughts. You go under different tutors which teach you and mislead you into different facts and don't teach you the truth. And that's really, really sad. And that is where my heart breaks and feels with a great burden. What are the tutors doing today? The tutors are teaching you in such a way that, you know, a person comes and tells you, hey brother, do you know that's a false doctrine? Oh, is it? Okay, fine. It is because you're not spiritually receptive. Your faith is not stable because you're not led by the Spirit of God. God wants you to have a stable life, my friend. He wants you to have stable life in everything that you do. He wants you to have a stable life in every nook, nub, and then every moment that you take place. You tell Jesus all. There's nothing that you cannot tell Jesus. You always look to people. You always tell him, tell her, tell this person and that person, but you don't tell everything to Jesus. You need to tell it all to Jesus. It is because he is the only person that has an answer for every question. Today you're following some doctrine, and many are telling that's false. And if you're a true saint of God, you will not look to what people say, but you will wait for the Spirit of God and you'll ask, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. The person is telling this is a false doctrine, and what should I do? Am I really following you, or am I really following the emotions, or am I really following the false tutors? I need you to teach me, Lord. That's what he would say. But you would never, you know, just jump. That's what I was been telling the other day. A monkey jumps from tree to tree, like they're jumping from faith to faith. That's not good. Stand consistent where you are. Stand stable where you are. Oh, not this church. Let me go to that church. Not that church. I want to go to this church. And last, what will happen? A man cannot deliver. Either you should stand on the land or sink in the river. You should not keep both legs on different dimensions. It will happen in such a way that you will be completely destroyed, my friend. I'm not cursing anybody, but I'm telling you this is the true word of God. Hallelujah. So we need to understand either you have to stand consistent on one thing and need to seek God for a betterment. If you have to be changed and if you have to know the truth, the Bible says the Holy Spirit takes you into deeper truth. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit more and more, for that mysteries will be revealed. Call unto me, I shall answer you and show you great and mighty things that you have not seen and you have not known before. So I will show you mysterious things. Pray in the Spirit, my friend. God is a Spirit. Those who worship Him must worship Him in truth and spirit. Hallelujah. Today many of them neglect God. Well, when it's coming to my point, I was being taught to pray in the Spirit and speak in tongues. Well, today so many people, if I say that, what they will say, oh, what is that? That's a false doctrine. That's what they will say. But at the end of the day, that is what the Holy Spirit taught me. I'm not telling you something lying. I'm taught to pray in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, waiting before the Lord, and that's what I'm taught by the Lord. It is not taught by people. It's not taught by somebody. It's not taught by spontaneously somebody coming and catching my head and pushing me here and there and I start speaking. No. It is what the Lord wanted me. It is what the Lord spoke to me. It is what the Lord led me. I need to be led to the mysterious point where God is going to reveal me the greatest mysteries in my life. Hallelujah. Point of mystery. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Are you stable, my friend, today? Are you able to stand stable in the presence of God? Are you really standing in such a way that God wants you to stand? Or are you moving, being tossed by the wind? Stand stable. God wants you to be stable. Number one, the first cause for a person's spiritual immaturity is instability, inability to receive strong doctrine. The second cause for spiritual immaturity is necessity for a tutelage or a tutor. And third is instability in faith. And this final cause called fourth cause. Let's read Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. What is the necessary? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is what the Bible says. For when, for the time ought to be, teachers, ye have needed them to teach you again the first principles and the oracles of God, and have become as you have need to milk and not for strong meat. Hallelujah. And let's also read Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. Let's also read Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, living on the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go into unto perfection, laying again not the foundation, laying again the foundation of repentance and dead works and faith towards God. Well, why a person stands spiritually immature is continuance in the primary department, or continuance in the primary things. Normally, there are lots of people today stand on the primary things. Live on the first. I'm the same the time I've taken baptism, I'm the same even now. And that's really, really sad. So it's really, really sad that we see that there is no change in the lives of brothers and sisters. It is because, hallelujah, it is because of the main reason is they want to continue where they are. They don't want to be developed. Hallelujah. So that is the reason of the spiritual immaturity. I saw a person in my church. When he was being baptized into the name of Jesus, some people sit like rocks that they cannot be shaken by anybody. You know, though you're trying to move them, they don't want to move. They want to sit in the same place. That is the reason for their spiritual immaturity. They don't want to grow. They don't want to move. They don't want to grow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. God is seeking for us to continue from our primary department into the higher department, to the heavenlies. Heavenlies of heavenlies. Go into the heavenly realm, my friend. Go into the heavenly places, my friend. And God wants you to move into heavenlies. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to give the heavens glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. What a great joy. He is being always being praised by the angels. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And why do I need to praise Him? Why do I need to bless Him? This is the question there. And this is what you need to understand. You need to grow in faith. You need to grow in your spiritual life from the primary department, not putting the same foundation again. Now, there's a person that was baptized in my church for 6 times. I asked him, what is this, man? I've been teaching you that you should not put the same foundation again. And why did you do this? Well, I felt that I liked it. What is this? You know what? That man is unstable in his mind. Unstable in his mind. That's really sad. It is because people want to simply stay where they are and they don't want to move. If I move higher, I'm scared, brother. I don't want to move higher. Maybe God will tell me this. Some one person came and told me, I don't want to be baptized, you know. I want to be like this. I want to enter the church and I want to be like this. I don't want any baptism. It's because, you know why? If I get baptized, again, I heard that there will be a lot of problems. I heard that the Lord will break me. I heard that I need to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Well, people are getting scared. It's very, very sad. We need to keep growing. This is what the Lord wants us to. We need to keep growing no matter what it is, no matter what place we are in. We need to keep growing until and unless to the point the Lord leads us. Hallelujah. Until and unless the Lord tells us stop there. Glory be to God. We need to keep moving. Department to department. The spiritual departments. Hallelujah. So these are the reasons for spiritual immaturity. Hallelujah. So we saw that Samuel stood and never looked back. John the Baptist never looked back. Christ never looked back. Paul never looked back. The church in Thessalonians never looked back. So the reasons for backsliding, we saw the examples of spiritual growth, and we saw the reasons why a person becomes spiritually immature. So we need to put away the childish things, you know. We need to put away the childish things by cultivating the understanding. by striving for Christ's ideal, by partaking in the deeper truths of the gospel, by overcoming the temptations. Hallelujah. We need to keep moving by putting away all kinds of childishness. When I was a child, I spake like a child, I understood like a child, I thought like a child, but I became a man, I put away the childish things. That's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So, putting away spiritual maturity means putting away childish things. Number two, spiritual maturity means in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20, if you read, brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice, but be children, but in understanding, be men. Hallelujah. So, Paul says, cultivating understanding. We need to understand the word of God. We need to understand. This understanding is granted to you by God. Number three, by striving after Christ's ideal. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13. Striving after Christ's ideal. Till we all will come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfect man and unto the perfect measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we need to strive for Christ's ideal. What is Christ's ideal? He wants to give you His fullness. He wants to have you His fullness. So you need to grow for Christ's ideal. You're not going for your ideas. You're not going to have your plans in your life. But you're going to have His ideal over your life. You're going to have Him leading over your life. He alone is going to lead you till the end of your life. Hallelujah. So partaking or striving for ideal, His ideal. So number four is partaking in the deeper truths of the gospel. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14. Let's read Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14. This is what the Bible says. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those by the reason of use they have senses exercised by discerning both good and evil. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God is going to give you strong meat. So, you need to be partaking in the deeper truths of the gospel. Don't stay in the same place. Don't stay in the same thing. Yesterday I heard, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son in the beginning when I came to the Lord. I shouldn't keep listening to the same thing till the end of my life. I need to grow deep. I need to grow deep. I need to grow, yes, amen, exactly. We need to be exercised in our faith. We need to be exercised every day. Train yourself godly. If you go to a gym and do an exercise, what happens? You get some muscles there, and you go look back into the mirror, I have muscles. But it's of no use. The dust written back to its dust. But when you grow spiritually, my friend, you will be lifted like Elijah was lifted up. You will be walking, and you will not be there like Enoch walked. Hallelujah, Enoch walked. So you will see the mighty hand of God moving. You'll be sitting in the same room, and suddenly you will see, you'll open your laptop and sit there, and you'll not be there. Glory be to God. And everybody will be surprised. What a great joy. So, you need to come to the fullness of Christ. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. By partaking in the deeper truths. And, fifthly, if you see, spiritual maturity is secured by overcoming temptations. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. Yes, He is looking for sons. He's looking for sonship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2 verse 14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known me, known Him from the beginning. I have written unto you, amen, because you are strong. And the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah. So we need to understand spiritual maturity is secured by overcoming the attacks of the enemy. I already told you that the enemy is like a devouring lion standing whom he may devour. The plan of the enemy in your life is to steal you, kill you, and destroy you. But God's plan for your life is abundant life. The abundant life of God. maturity comes by putting away childish things, by cultivating understanding, by striving for Christ's ideal, by partaking the deeper truths of the gospel, and by overcoming the temptation. Hallelujah. So, how can your spiritual growth be enjoyed today, my friend? You want to enjoy your spiritual growth. Or how can you say, this brother has spiritually grown, or this sister has spiritually grown? How can you say that? How can you sense that? You can only sense that when you are filled with the Spirit of God. And also, you shall know them by their fruitfulness. In fruitfulness, number one, you shall know them in fruitfulness. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians. Yes. How can one enjoy spiritual growth? In fruitfulness. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. This is what the Bible says. And now he that ministereth the seed to a sower, both a minister of bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase in fruits and righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So number one is in fruitfulness. You can enjoy your spiritual growth in fruitfulness. Lord, I thank you. Today I am blessed with the fruit of love. Thank you, Father, for you're going to give me the fruit of patience tomorrow. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for today I am blessed with the fruit of patience. Thank you, Father, you're going to give me another fruit tomorrow. Every day I should bear. There are 12 months in a year, my friend. All the 12 months in a year, you have to bear 12 different kinds of fruits. Amen. When you bear 12 months and 12 fruits, you will be a fertile, or you can call yourself a fertile womb. Hallelujah. Where you're bearing fruits for the Lord. And that will make you know that you're led by the Spirit and you're spiritually growing. You should not be enjoying seeing your property, your riches, and all that you have. You should be enjoying the fruits that are in your life that God has given you, the fruit of love, the tiller, the fruit of peace, the fruit of joy. Hallelujah. You need to enjoy by seeing all this. Hallelujah. What are you enjoying today? You will enjoy by your fruitfulness. Number two, you can enjoy your spirit. chapter 4 and verse 10. So you can enjoy your spiritual growth in love. Amen. We need love to enjoy it. Amen. If you don't have love, though you are filled with many, many things, it's of no use. That's what the Bible says. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and from verse 1 on, the Bible says, what is the use? You have everything in the world. Jesus will say, I don't know who you are. That's what he replied. Father, I prophesied in your name. I did this in your name. I did that in your name. I had this in your name. At the end, the Lord is telling, I don't know who you are. That's what we read in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 24, I think. And that's what it says. Though I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, and I am become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Hallelujah. What is the use? Amen. So I will only enjoy my spiritual life when I am in love with Christ. When I am filled with the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number four. Fourth enjoyment. How can you enjoy? Fourthly, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. We already read that. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1 says, therefore, leaving the principalities or the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, laying aside the foundation of repentance and dead works and faith towards God. Hallelujah. You shall enjoy your spiritual growth unto perfection. God does not want you to stand in between, but he wants to make you perfect. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but God wants to make you perfect, my friend. No matter who you are, where you're from, he wants your perfectness. He wants to take you to be a bride that is spotless, a bride that has not been shrunk. He wants to make you a spotless bride. Amen? Glory be to God. So he wants to take you to the place unto perfection. He wants to make you completely perfect. So that he will say, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. This is a true Israelite and I don't find anything wrong in this man. Amen. As Jesus testified about you. Every time you testify about the Lord, every time you testify about yourself to others, but there is not even a day that the Lord testifies about you, and that's really sad. Friend, if you testify about yourself to many people, it's of no use. Let God testify. Let God testify about yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we need to understand that it is the Lord that needs to testify us. So we need to be, we'll enjoy our spiritualness unto perfection and not into any other thing. Well, we'll enjoy our spiritual growth in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. As newborn babies desire a sincere milk of the word, they may grow thereby. We may enjoy our spiritual life through the word of God. Amen. We will enjoy our spiritual life only through the word of God. We can never enjoy our spiritual growth by anything else. We can only see the word of God. I can always take my weightage. Am I doing according to God's will? Am I doing according to God's word? Am I doing according to my emotions or thoughts or what I want? Or am I really following God's word? This is what I need to understand. So if I need to know that I'm really growing, I will only know it when I'm really growing according to the word of God. And I can only enjoy my spiritual growth through the word of God and through nothing else. You know, there's so many people that might tell me, oh, you're very spiritual, brother. Well, that will not conform to me. What conforms to me is the Spirit of God by the word. What conforms to me is the Spirit of God by the word. Amen? Nothing can conform to you. So number one, you can enjoy your spiritual growth in fruitfulness. You can enjoy your spiritual growth into Christ. Number three, you can enjoy your spiritual growth unto perfection. Number four, you can enjoy your spiritual growth in the word. Amen. And also, there are two other things I want to share. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Let's read 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. This is what it says. And beside this, giving all diligence, add your faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge. And from knowledge to temperance, and from temperance to patience, and patience to godliness. Hallelujah. We need to grow into diligence. Hallelujah. We need to be diligent. Every time God calls, and a king calls a soldier, yes sir, that's what the soldier says. It's because he is diligent. He always listens to master. What is the master going to speak? God going to speak, he always waits to listen to him. Today you and I need to wait to listen to God, what God is going to speak to you, what God is going to speak to me. We always need to wait for the Lord and we always need to listen. And we should not go to sleep. What happened to those virgins that did not have, those five virgins that did not have the oil and the lamp? So many people sing a song, give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil in my lamp. What happens if there is no oil? They cannot see the bride. They cannot see the coming king. Amen? They will not be in the marriage. They will not be in the marriage feast. And that's really sad. Very, very, very sad. My saint, my dear brother, my dear sister, God wants you to be diligent. Oh, he wants you to enjoy your spiritualness or your spiritual growth being diligent. When you just start enjoying your spiritual growth and you forget everything and you forget that God is speaking to you, what will happen? You will ruin your life. So you need to keep burning. You need to keep burning no matter what it is, no matter how much you've grown, no matter whatever extent the Lord takes you, you still need to be keep burning and burning and burning. You need to burn till you meet in the rapture. You need to burn till you reach the presence of God. God should be very proud of you and say, my son and my daughter kept burning no matter whatever it is. I see the oil. I see the living waters flowing through their bellies. I see the living waters just being jumping over them. I can see flowing and flowing and flowing all over them. I can see the presence of God just moving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I need to move to the place of diligence. Yes, sir. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's what I need to say. Amen. So, seventhly, you need to grow in grace and in knowledge. How can you enjoy your spiritual growth? You can enjoy your spiritual growth in grace and in knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Let's read. But grow in grace, in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Him glory, both forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So, how can you enjoy your spiritual growth? You can enjoy it when you grow in grace and knowledge. Hallelujah. I am sitting in the presence of God today. It is because of His grace. Amen. Without His grace, I will not have an opportunity to stand amidst of the saints and speak. Who am I? I once was lost. I was a wretch. Nobody used to talk to me. In the beginning days, when I just came onto Pound Rock, I didn't know anybody on Pound Rock. I didn't really know anybody on Pound Rock. I didn't know how to communicate with people. I didn't know how to talk to the saints of God. I didn't know anything. There were days I was let so down and I was so mysterious. I was sinning against the Lord. I was so wrong before the Lord. But God never left me. His grace is sufficient for me. His strength is made perfect in my weaknesses. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The strength of the Lord has been made perfect in my weaknesses. Where I am weak, there I am strong. Amen. He loved me. He picked me up from the mighty clay, put me on the rock to stay. Today I am here, my friend. There is breath in my nostrils. There is voice that is flowing out of this rich. It is because of His grace. It is because of His grace alone, and without His grace, I am nothing. And it's because of His knowledge, the word is being released. Amen? So we need to really understand, we can only enjoy a spiritual growth in His grace. Without His grace, I cannot say, you know, there was a preacher that came and told me, you know, brother, I once casted out demons, I once healed people. Who are you? I just asked him, who are you? I didn't know how he felt it, but I said, who are you? Who are you? You need to realize you and I are just a vessel that He is pouring the oil and He is using for the expansion of His kingdom. Amen? You and I are nothing. You and I are just the tools. Tools used for the expansion of the kingdom. He can use a donkey. He can use a whale. He can use a stone. He can use anything. If thou feel so proud, and if you read in Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 4, if thou think you're so great, and thou maketh thy nest in the clouds, from there and then I shall bring you down. Why will I bring you down? Because you need to know that you are led by the grace and not by anything else. Your knowledge is from God and it's not from your own strength. You have gained your riches not from your own strength, it's because of the grace of God, and God has been merciful to you. Paul says, I am loves you. Sister, God loves you. He wants you to move from backsliding to spiritual maturity. What are the causes of backsliding? The causes of backsliding is absence of spiritual leaders, evil associations, shallowness of heart, emptiness of life, lack of spiritual insight, love of the world. What are the causes of spiritual immaturity? It is because you are unable to receive the strong doctrine. You need necessity of a tutor, instability in faith, continuance in the same department or standing on the same thing, not going forward. How can I enjoy my spiritual growth? I can enjoy it in fruitfulness, into Christ, into love, unto perfection, through the word, through diligence, through grace and knowledge. How can I understand that I'm spiritually growing? By putting away the childish things, by cultivating understanding, by striving for Christ's IQ, by partaking of the deeper truths, by overcoming the temptation. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. What a great joy, my friend. What a great joy to be in His house. If you still say, I don't want to do all this. I don't want to be like Samuel, that grew in spirit, vexed hard in spirit. I don't want to be like John the Baptist, that vexed strong in spirit. I don't want to be like Jesus when He lived on the earth, He vexed strong in the spirit. I don't want to be like Paul, that vexed strong in the spirit to proclaim Christ. I don't want to be like the church in Thessalonians, that vexed hard in the spirit to do the work of the Lord. I don't want to be. If you say you want to look back, if you still want to say that you want to look back, looking back lacks bright future. Lot's wife looked back and she became the pillar of salt. What will be the result if you backslide? What will be the result if you keep backsliding? I want to finish off with this. What will be the result of this if you say that I want to continue whatever I want to do? Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 14. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 14. Let's read. A backslider in his heart shall be filled with his own ways, but a good man shall be satisfied for himself. This is what the Bible says. A backslider will be filled with his heart with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied with all. Amen. Chapter 14 and verse 14. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 14. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Number one, if I still want to continue backsliding, the result of my backsliding will be self-absorption. I will be absorbed by myself, and again I will start living a self-life, and Christ will no more live in me. That is what will be the result of backsliding. The second result of my backsliding will be religious indifference. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. Matthew 24 and verse 12. And because of the iniquity shall abound, the love shall wax into cold. Number two, I will have religious indifference. The result will be I'll be religiously indifferent. Amen. Number three, I will be unfit to the kingdom of God if I keep backsliding. That's what the Bible says. Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. And Jesus said unto them, no man having put his hand on a plough looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So if I put my hand on the plough and if I look back, I will lack bright future. I'll be fit. Unfit for the kingdom of God. So number four, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 9. Bondage to forms. But now after that, ye have known God, rather known of God, how again weak, beggarly elements unto desire to be under bondage. So I will be in bondage if I keep backsliding. Number five, and the final thing, what will happen is, I will have divine displeasure. I will have divine displeasure. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. Now just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hallelujah. So if you backslide, you will have self-absorption. The result, you will have religious indifference as a result. You will have unfitness to the kingdom of God as a result. You will be under bondage as a result. And you will be having a divine displeasure believe you have seen many things today. The presence of God, this is what the Lord put in my heart. We have seen the results of backsliding, the causes of backsliding. We have seen the causes of spiritual immaturity. We have seen the examples of spiritual growth. We have seen how can spiritual maturity be secured. We have seen how to enjoy the spiritual maturity. Praise be to God. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your throne of grace. Thank you for the saints. Thank you for these brothers and sisters. Thank you for this room. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your hand that has been moving. Thanks for everything, Lord. Father, am I backsliding today? Lord, am I put down today? Am I looking back today? Where am I today, Father? If I am backsliding, Lord, please do forgive me today. Seek the Lord. Seek His face. Seek Him because He's going to be revealing Himself to you. He's going to touch you. You need the touch of the Master's hand to get back to have been sustained. His, the absence of spiritual leaders is a cause for your backsliding. His evil associations is a cause for your backsliding. Is it your shallowness the cause for your backsliding? Is it the emptiness of your life is a cause for backsliding? Is it the lack of your spiritual insight is a cause for your backsliding? What is it? Is it the love of the world the cause for your backsliding? What is the reason? What is the reason for your spiritual immaturity? Is it instability to receive a sound doctrine? Is it instability? Is it necessary for a tutor? Is it instability in faith? Is it continuous standing where you stood previously? My friend, God wants you to grow spiritually. If you have to grow spiritually, you need to put away your childish things. You need to be cultivating understanding. You need to be striving for Christ's ideal. You need to be partaking in the deeper truths of the gospel. You need to be overcoming the temptation, and you shall enjoy a spiritual growth and fruitfulness into Christ, into love, into perfection, unto the word, unto diligence, and unto grace and knowledge. Like Samuel, like John the Baptist, like Christ, like Paul, like the church of Thessalonians, the Lord wants to release that blessing on your life. The Lord wants to release that mighty hand in your life and bless you in such a way that His hand will be manifested. All this can happen in your life only when you're led by the Spirit. Seek the Spirit of God to lead you. Till now, if you're led by the Spirit, you'll never be backsliding. So if you have backslidden, tell the Lord, I've backslidden some or the other way. So Lord, I was ignoring, and I've not realized that I was being backsliding in some or the other thing. God is going to touch you, my friend. God is going to release His hand of blessing in your life. Thank you, Father, Lord. You bless everybody in this room. Thank you for all the saints from Finland. Thank you, Lord, for the saints from the United Kingdom, saints from the United States of America. Thanks, Lord, for the Full Gospel Assembly, the saints in the room there. Father, I pray for everybody right now, Father. You release your mighty hand wherever my brothers and my sisters are, that they will be having the fruitfulness of what they are doing, O Lord Jesus. They will see the mighty hand of the Master's hand moving in their lives right now. Lord, thank you for the touch of the Master's hand. Thank you, Lord, for we are still in the workshop of the Master. Thank you, Lord, you love us. Thank you, Lord, you're touching us. Thank you, Lord, you're blessing us. Thank you, Lord, you're going to release the end time message, and you're going to save our remnant, and you're going to restore your headship over the church where your saints are going to really stand for the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for we are all going to meet in the rapture for the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, you're a liar. Oh, get away in Jesus' name. You have no authority over the saints of God. You have no authority over me. You have no authority over my brothers and sisters. You have no authority to take away, take them back. Really, really, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God. One sinner that repents. Glory be to God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the sister that quoted the scriptures and held the scriptures, held in quoting the scriptures. Bless them, Lord. Lord, thank you for all the encouragement in the room, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all your saints. Thank you for your bless them, lift them. Thanks for everything, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thanks for your patient saints. God, may God plant the word, let the seed reap and grow up, that many will have a shadow in it. Amen. Thank you.
Well, praise God for a very blessed evening, and the Lord is faithful to us all. And I believe He's spoken into our hearts, and He's used our brother Danny all that way in India to speak that precious word tonight. And we pray God's blessing and preservation over him and all the saints there in India, his mother and father in the ministry, and the pastors there, and the teachers. We pray that God will bless and preserve and keep them. And every blessing to each one of you tonight who has come into this room. And we look forward to another blessed time of fellowship again next Tuesday evening. And look forward to seeing you all. The Lord bless you all.